President, the uniformed officers, the police, the fire, the emergency service officers, their families will really appreciate this. We're going to sustain a tremendous loss of our bravest and our best people. And the relief that you're now making available to the families is going to mean a lot to them. They're going to be able to think about the fact that their children are going to be taken care of, that they're going to be able to go to college, that they're going to be able to carry on. So I can't express to you how appreciative we are of your acting so swiftly. And also, on that terrible day when our city was being attacked, you were in immediate communication with us, Mr. President, and helped to secure the city. And the work you've done for us, we all eternally appreciate. You've been a terrific leader, and we're taking direction from you, and we're following your example. You've done a terrific job, Mr. President.
Well, thanks, Rudy, and thanks, George. Let me make it clear to you all, as my close friends, that my mindset is this. One, I'm weep and mourn with America. I'm going to a hospital right after this to comfort families. I wish I could comfort every single family whose lives have been affected. But make no mistake about it, my resolve is steady and strong about winning this war that has been declared on America. It's a new kind of war. And I understand it's a new kind of war. And this government will adjust. And this government will call others to join us to make sure this act, these acts, the people who conducted these acts, and those who harbor them are held accountable for their actions. Make no mistake. And as we do so, I urge, I know I don't need to tell you all this, but our nation must be mindful that there are thousands of Arab Americans who live in New York City who love their flag just as much as the three of us do. And we must be mindful that as we seek to win the war, that we treat Arab Americans and Muslims with the respect they deserve. I know that is your attitudes as well, certainly the attitude of this government, that we should not hold one who is a Muslim responsible for an act of terror. We will hold those who are responsible for the terrorist acts accountable and those who harbor them. You'll see, and I look forward to visiting with you in person tomorrow, about the resolve of this government. And so I thank you very much for your leadership on the ground. I wish I was visiting under better circumstances. But it will be a chance for all three of us to thank and hug and cry with the citizens of your good area.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. We really appreciate this very much.
We'll see you tomorrow.
President, we're looking forward to your visit. It will inspire us all. And we will be with you when the United States takes firm and appropriate action to those who conducted this evil.
Thank you all very much. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, Mr. President.